Let me know the name of the man who wronged you so.
You know it already.
Buckingham. The Duke of Buckingham. You will suffer no more of those cruelties, I swear it.
You are a good man, John Felton. But still, here I am, captive.
Listen to me.
Felton!
Don't tell him anything, John. It'll be the death of me.
Alas, sister, I underrated you. You can melt stone after all. While you, Felton, I take it you have not procured the Duke of Buckingham's signature.
I will see the Duke presently, when this woman is safe.
What? What has she put you up to?
She has told me the truth about you and about him.
The truth? Dear God, she lies.
The lies are yours. You profane both her sufferings and the name of our Lord by denying it. I have seen the truth, and you will profane her no longer.
Felton.
My lady.
You have done me a great justice.
I will do you greater justice still. Come.
Mail coach just gone, dumped him yesterday morning outside the Royal George. He swaggers around, showing off that scar, and asking what inns there were along the coast, in lonely places like. Well, haven't I drunk my old head dizzy a time or two in the Admiral Benbow? So, I takes his money and hauls that great bloody chest of his the length of this coast, all the time regretting it. And not just on account of the weight of that wretched thing.
On account of what, then?
On account of that way him got of looking over his shoulder every turn of the road and putting an hand to his cutlass while he's at it. I tell you, young fellow, your new tenant ain't just looking for a cozy room. Him's after a hiding place.
Well, let's get the bastard dragged free before I sink in this mud myself. Come on! Here comes bloody McGavigan, pull harder!
By Christ, there better be someone worth the drain of.
Got a hook in here, Lisa! Pull! Snapped. Here it comes.
Well, he's in one piece. Never mind the smell.
Well, that's funny.
Funny?
I mean, Gov, they're supposed to swell in the water, not shrivel on the bone.
How does it look to you, Cole?
Familiar.
Broken brick. The overcoat pocket's stuffed with it.
Then it's suicide.
I tell you to shut up, Constable, but it's looking like you're right.
Madam, wake up!
Dear God.
You need to evacuate the building.
Is it a fire?
The Martians are coming. Grab your clothes and clear the building.
Job will cut you down. Ha! Cut you into cutlets. Ha! Slice you into salami. Ha! Massacre you for mincemeat. Or maybe just bleed you. Ah, nice and slow and drop by drop. Ah, keeping you pretty till I'm finished with you.